It's 74 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Middle Tennessee faces another oven-like heat wave this week. The National Weather Service has forecasted air temperatures in the upper 90s with high humidity and a heat index over 100. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says this heat wave reflects a serious danger.
Since 2018, Tennessee had about 25 deaths per year attributed to heat by the CDC. But a new investigation from NPR and Boston University found that heat-related deaths aren't being tracked accurately. Their model shows that 125 Tennesseans die from heat each year. Nationally, the number is 9,000. About a third of those deaths happen in Florida and Texas alone. And this human toll could worsen as heat waves get hotter and longer, as nations keep burning fossil fuels that further warm the planet. Under a future scenario with high levels of pollution, the research group Climate Central estimated that Nashville could resemble the current climate of Houston by 2060. This signals that far greater heat-related risks are possible without radical change. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
State officials have given a key approval to plans to build a new water treatment plant on the Duck River. The Tennessee Local Development Authority voted this last week to approve a request from Columbia Power and Water. It's not the final approval for the plant, but the Tennessee Lookout reports that decision does give the utility the go-ahead to issue $315 million in debt using a state loan program. The proposed facility is controversial for several reasons. The Duck River is considered the nation's most biodiverse waterway. Environmentalists have been raising the alarm about the way water draws and treatment plans in the communities along the Duck River put health at risk. Then there's the financial impact on Maury County residents. If the new treatment plant is built, their water bills are expected to rise by as much as 20% per year over the next 5 years to pay for the facility. Local officials say more capacity is necessary because of the community's growth. Well, today is officially the start of Imagination Library Month in Nashville. The Tennessean Report's Mayor Freddie O'Connell made the proclamation last week following Dolly Parton's death after a brief battle with cancer. Her literacy nonprofit has delivered more than 300 million books to young children. O'Connell says Parton's greatest gift was not her music, but, quote, the millions of little moments in living rooms across the world when a child opened a book and discovered a bigger world. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.